It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3, Chumbawamba, and Tub Thumping. On the phone with us, we have Colonel C.J. King, Garrison Commander at Fort Knox, with our weekly series, Fort Knox Update. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Nothing like some Chumbawamba in the morning.
Yeah.
That'll get you going.
Get your blood pumping, doesn't it?
That's right.
Let's talk about first the noise notice that was released on social media, just to let the community know that people may be hearing things that they're not used to hearing right now.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you bringing that up. So we've got, you know, multiple ranges here, big complex, a lot of capacity, a lot of capability. And while we have units here at Fort Knox that use that capacity with regularity, we also have a lot of transient units that come through. And from February 26th until March 5th, we have some of those units here for military training exercises that will be out in the training area. So we do expect the noise to be louder than normal. At times, it'll involve aircraft, some maneuvers, some weapon firings, but it is the sounds of freedom, and it is a good thing. So don't want folks to be alarmed, but February 26th to March 5th, just increased noise around the installation.
I love the way you say that. It's the sound of freedom. That is exactly my thought, and I welcome it. So thank you for what you guys do. Now, you have a Polar Bear two-person golf tournament coming up.
Yes, we do, and I'm not much of a golf player, but I am excited to get the golf course back open and get spring upon us here. So we have the Polar Bear two-person golf tournaments coming up Saturday, March 13th, and Sunday, March 14th at Lindsay Golf Course. Day one will be a scramble format, and then day two is played as alternate shot format. The event will be flighted into three divisions. There's one for age 59 and younger, one for ages 60 to 69, and then one for women, those ages 70 and older. For cost, it's $50 for members, $60 for non-members, but that includes 2 days of green fees, cart rental, range usage, food on Sunday, and then a chance to win prizes. And they always have great prizes there. Mulligans are available for $5. It's limited to one person per day. And if folks would like to register for that, just go by Lindsay Golf Course or call 624-2717 to register up.
All right, and the Shamrock Shuffle 5K run.
Yep, time to get in shape for 2021 here. So we got the Shamrock Shuffle 5K run and walk on Friday, March 19th at 5:30 p.m. The race will kick off and end at Sam Adams Brewhouse. Hope folks will come out dressed in costumes, fun attire for that, wearing green, of course. There will be a costume contest with prizes 10 minutes before the start of the race. Cost for that is $20 per runner for ages 13 and older, $15 for ages 5 to 12, and children younger than 5 can run for free. It is a chip-timed event. Race T-shirts will be available for those who register while supplies last. And then everybody that's registers will get refreshments on site and then a discount to dine at the brewhouse following the race. Masks are required for the registration piece and for the costume contest, but once you start the run, you take those things off. And if folks would like to register for that, just go to the MWR website.
All right. And the virtual authors at the library.
Yeah. Coming up Saturday at noon, we'll have Steve Berry here to discuss his newest thriller in the Cotton Malone series, The Kaiser's Web. That event is free and open to the public. Folks would like to register for that, just email barlibraryevents@gmail.com or visit the FMWR website or digital Garrison app.
All right. Colonel C.J. King with the Fort Knox Update. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
We are Quixie 98.3.